Chapter 2. The Village of Bailey.
The damage isn't bad,
says Mr. Jackson.
But we can't drive home without the light. We must find a garage and repair it.
Ben looks at the map.
There's a village called Bailey near this place, Dad,
he says.
Maybe there's a garage there.
They drive slowly along the road. After a few kilometers, they see a sign. Welcome to Bailey. At the entrance to the village, they see an ancient fortress on a hill. There are no people in the streets.
Where are all the people?
Asks Mrs. Jackson.
This place is like a graveyard.
They pass a library, some small houses, and the village shop. Finally, they find a garage with some old cars outside the front door.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Calls Mr. Jackson.
Drive the car in here,
a voice answers from inside the building. They drive into the garage. James Kingsley, the mechanic, comes and talks to them. He's got very white skin and dark rings around his eyes. He looks at the car.
I can't repair this today. I'm closing the garage now.
Mr. Jackson is surprised.
But it's only 3 o'clock,
he says.
I close early before Halloween,
says Kingsley.
Why?
Asks Mr. Jackson.
What's special about Halloween? It's just a holiday for children.
Kingsley doesn't answer.
Leave the car here,
he says.
I can work on it tomorrow.
We can't wait until tomorrow,
says Mr. Jackson.
We want to go home today.
I must be at home for Halloween,
complains Ben.
My friends are waiting for me. I don't want to miss all the fun.
Kingsley looks at Ben angrily.
Fun? Don't worry. You can have fun in Bailey tonight. It's Halloween.
Listen, Mr. Kingsley,
says Mrs. Jackson in a calm voice.
We can pay you more money, but you must finish the work today. We haven't got a place to stay tonight.
Kingsley begins to close the garage doors.
I'm closing now,
he says.
You can sleep at the inn tonight and return tomorrow.
The Jacksons take their bags out of the car and leave the garage. Kingsley closes the doors immediately.
That man is very aggressive.